A reading from the Gospel according to John. It was very early on the first day of the week, and still dark, when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb, and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following, now came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. Till this moment, they had failed to understand the teaching of Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. There is a particular warmth and affection to the evangelist John's description of women in his gospel. Here in John chapter 20, we have the most heartwarming, understanding, and challenging descriptions of a woman in the whole gospel. At several points during the Easter season, we will return to this chapter of the gospel, and rightly so. Within this telling of Mary Magdalene's eventual encounter with the risen Christ, a multitude of Old Testament women are also present. Miriam, Moses' sister, Ruth and Naomi, Esther, and the beloved of the Song of Songs. The men pass through the scene like wolves in a china shop. Mary, Miriam, and the beloved stay with the emptiness. The evangelist draws Mary Magdalene in a way that echoes Miriam watching over the waterproof basket in which her little brother is both thrown into the Nile and is protected from the Nile, but not from the hippos and crocodiles. So Miriam keeps watch that the little ark enfolding Moses does not become his tomb. For that act, and the chutzpah to approach the princess of Egypt with not so much a suggestion as an order, Miriam is fondly titled Savior of the Savior in Jewish piety. Miriam is faithful in her vigil at the cusp of life and death. Mary Magdalene is equally faithful in her vigil at the cusp between death and life as she returns to the tomb that Sunday morning. As Miriam had the chutzpah to confront a princess of Egypt, so Mary would have had to steel herself to face the mockery and contempt of the guards at the tomb. When she arrives, they are no longer in the picture. Neither is death, as she would discover. Her running around and voicing her trauma as to not knowing where the body of Jesus was echoes the beloved in the Song of Songs, running through the streets and asking the city guards where her lover might be. He has vanished from beside her, and she would, after her wild goose chase, find him exactly where she lost him. Mary does the same, running in a panic about the whereabouts of the body to discover the risen Christ in the emptiness she could not see through. Mary's eventual experience of the risen Christ gives to our own experiences of emptiness and anxious puzzlement the quality of hope and encounter. Mary returns to and stays in the uncertainty, while the men rush around as if they could change things. Easter invites us back to the places of discomfort, to the empty spaces of our lives, so that we may encounter the risen Christ.